This is The Almanac, a dailyish dose of wonder for both January 8 and 9. Keyword, dailyish. I'll be talking about things that were observed yesterday, but guess what? They can still be used as inspiration today. Also, tell you what's going on today. The observances I'll zone in on from January 8 are... It was the birthday of Elvis Presley and National Bubble Bath Day. There are a few more things, but I think that'll do. The soul vitamin is from Elvis, which is very timely for this week. He said, "When things go wrong, don't go with them. It's your choice." I added that at the end. It's your choice. You might change this to, "When things go wrong, I go," and fill in the blank. Where do you go? For me, it's on a walk or a jog or to my art or to meditate, talk to a friend, and take a bath, which is in tune with the fact that yesterday was also National Bubble Bath Day. I asked friends to replace a word from one of Elvis's song with another word to see if there were some funny things that could come up, because that's another place to go, is to humor. Alex Bosworth changed "return to sender" to "return my blender." Marcia Claire said, instead of "Viva Las Vegas," "Viva Lost Wages." Ralph Waxman, instead of "Let me be your teddy bear," "Let me be your Teddy Roosevelt." Meredith Deal, instead of "suspicious minds," "suspenders minds." Catherine Ikonomu, instead of "I can't help falling in love with you," "I can't help falling on top of you." Angie Marlett, instead of "always on my mind," "always on my nerves." Kathleen Raglan, "blue suede flip-flops." Evelyn & Co., "Heartbreak Motel." Dale Dameron, instead of "Are you lonesome tonight?" "Are you loathsome tonight?" Maddie Millett said, instead of "love me tender," "love me tendril." I believe that's for octopuses in love. Mary Cecilia Hutchinson said, "I ain't nothing but a groundhog." T.K. Ekrom said, instead of "how great art thou," "how average art thou?" For writers, you might take an Elvis song title or a gaggle of them and let them be inspiration for your own writing. Here are some less known Elvis song titles that might take you on your own direction. Listen to the titles and see what associations they bring up for you personally. "Easy Come, Easy Go." "Everyone Come Aboard." "Find Out What's Happening." So if you started out with those song titles and went in your own direction, where would you go? The toast for the day, and let me explain what that is. The possible effects of the toast of the day are awakening to the sweetness of life that is there every day. Fulfillment, contentment, and sometimes a better complexion. The toast of the day is designed to celebrate those little delights you might normally take for granted. And you'll notice when you start paying attention to sweet, small, treasured moments, you will start to see more of them. Here's the toast for the day for January 8th. It's "Here's to the smell of soothing bath salts." Personally, I prefer rose. I don't understand the appeal of lavender, but I honor your decision to enjoy lavender, for those of you who do. For January 9th, "Here's to towels right out of the dryer." If you combine the 2 days, you can take a bath for National Bubble Bath Day and dry off with a towel right out of the dryer. January 9th, it's the birthday of Simone de Beauvoir. Author and philosopher, 1908, She said, I wish that every human life might be pure, transparent freedom. It's also the birthday of Joan Baez. So the inspiration for Journal Juju comes from Joan Baez. She said, action is the antidote for despair. Make a list of activities, quotes, people, and songs that are an antidote for your despair. So you could do that in your journal. When I'm feeling despair, I try just to be curious about it as a visitor and not as something that consumes me. Humor can also get me out of a really dark place. Speaking of humor, today, January 9th, is also called Dotty Day. And the aphrodisiac for Dotty Day is for artists to draw a bunch of dots and put patterns and pictures inside of them, quotes inside of them, little ones, big ones, color them in, and see what happens. Because it's National Dotty Day, that's a coincidence because it is also the birthday of author and the queen of pie making, Amy Wallen. She's mentioned in my Amuse's Daydream podcast episode called An Interview with a Dot. The link to that show, since it's Dotty Day, is in the show notes. Here's a poem that explains that dots are not all the same. Don't assume dots are alike. We're not all the same. We have different personalities, and for some, different names. Some dots are on scarves, some on skirts and on ties. Others are floaters you find in your eye. Some dots are purple and others are pink. Some are black dots over white kitchen sinks. Some dots have ambitions to be circles or squares, and others are zen and really don't care about ambitions, pressure, prestige, and power. Some are in tubs so you don't slip in the shower. Some dots are Morse codes and hang out with dashes. Others, as snow, land on noses and eyelashes. Three dots in a row are called an ellipsis, which is not the same as lunar eclipses. But the moon can be seen as a big dot in the sky. Amy Wallen makes dots that taste just like pie. Freckles are dots you can find on your skin, and the color of skin doesn't change what's within. So don't assume we're the same. We're definitely not. We are unique individuals. Dot, dot, dot. And you can hear the actual dot saying that poem in the interview with the dot. Amy Wallen is quoted as saying, let them eat pie. I think it's a good excuse to have some pie today. And a bath and some dots and some writing and some art and a walk and meditation. And there's just so much to do. So here's to you. And here's to January 9th, and I'll see you another time. This is Jill Bodonsky. You can subscribe to my newsletter at www.kaizenmuse.com, or themusesin.com is coming along. It's another website. See you later. Stay safe.